It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It's a Taco Tuesday, April the 26th. This is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and give you a little bit of sports action. Our Phoenix Suns take to the court tonight for Game 5 at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night we have the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. That's a 12:40 afternoon game. And also tomorrow night we have the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. Those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Comes in clear in one area or another. Speak Out Each and Every Day 2.0. Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service from TWN Communications. In partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. You take the next step. You pre-register. Go to TWNcom, that's C-O-M-M, .com, C-O-M, / Mojave. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can call 763-1100 and ask for Regina. Tumbleweeds Florist. There's so many flowers, so many occasions to receive and send flowers. You know, besides just anniversaries and birthdays. And then there's so many type and colors to choose from. You walk into Tumbleweeds Florist and aroma knocks you on the floor. Yeah, because all the flowers have set off their own aroma. And it's just so nice, you know. If you have a head cold, it goes away right away. Tumbleweeds Florist, they're on Highway 95, right next to File Jewelers in Bullhead City. And they can deliver for you, or you can have them, you have it make it for you, and you pick it up. Tumbleweeds Florist, 928-754-4949. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Their anniversary is coming up May 13th. All kinds of specials they have right now. Check their website. They have one special, like two eggs, two pancakes, and two strips of bacon, and a keto spinach bowl. That just sounds healthy, huh? Check it out at ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. And now into the studio. And for her returning engagement, how many times have you been here, Caitlin?
I have been here. This is my third time.
Your third time. And all representing your school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. And, Shaylee, this is your first time, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're both here because?
We are putting on a play April 29th and 30th.
This weekend?
Yes.
Friday and Saturday. And you're from Desert Star Academy, but you're putting the play on at River Valley High School.
Yes.
And what play is it?
The Little Mermaid Junior.
Little Mermaid Junior?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a difference between The Little Mermaid?
What's, yes.
Oh, is that because you're small kids versus adults or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you adapted your own script or what? Or is this made for kids?
It's made for kids.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. And how long have you been practicing?
Ever since January, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is your role going to be, Caitlin?
I am going to be Ursula.
Ursula. And what is your role going to be?
The pilot.
The pilot. Who pilots the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And now, have you acted before?
I have.
Oh. And this is your first time?
No.
You've acted too?
Yes.
At Desert Star Academy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And why is it the two of you participate in acting?
Because that is one of the things that I like to do.
Oh, okay. You too?
Yes.
Yeah? What have you done before?
I've done the Willy Wonka play. There's more that I can't think of.
You did that many, huh?
Yeah.
Wait till you get your first Grammy. Yeah. And how many plays have you done?
I have done a Charlie Brown Christmas play. I've done the Willy Wonka play, The Wizard of Oz. I think it was called How the Cookie Crumbles, and a lot more.
Wow.
I've done a lot.
Oh, okay. And you must really enjoy it then.
Mm-hmm.
So how many years have you been at Desert Star Academy?
Ever since preschool.
And you're in grade?
Sixth.
Sixth now. Okay. And how long have you been there?
About
2 weeks?
Second half of first grade.
Oh, okay. And you're in sixth grade also?
Yes.
Okay. Are only the actors in this play in sixth grade?
No, we have a couple from seventh, and I believe we have a few that are in eighth.
Oh, okay. So you guys are the youngest ones in the play.
Oh. We do have a couple fifth graders, and we have like one fourth grader.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that because of their size, or they wanted to participate, so they found a role for them, or?
They wanted to participate, so our directors found a role for them.
Cool. Isn't it? That's neat that they said they wanted to do it, so they found a place for them to get in the play.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you adapted to school. You probably put in somebody that wasn't supposed to be there. Did they give them their own name, or did they pick it themselves?
There was like a few of them that they, did they even audition?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they had to audition just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's Mrs. Johnson you're hearing in the background. Who is their cab driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what grade do you teach?
I teach middle school technology. So I have 7th and 8th, I'm sorry, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Okay. So now your mom and daughter here. So do you have your mom as a teacher?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is she hard on you in the class than the other teachers? You can't. They can't hear you shake your head on the radio.
Yes.
Yes?
She admits to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, sometimes that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Does it make you a better student?
Yes.
Do your friends tell you you get away with stuff in her class?
No.
No? Because you don't?
I don't.
And they know you don't, huh? They see you get busted?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just when you thought this will be cool, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it doesn't always work out that way, huh?
You
don't get away with murder in your own mom's classroom, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. And then you said earlier that your grandma's your teacher, too?
My grandma.
Oh, your grandma's your teacher. Okay. What does she teach?
She teaches ELA.
ELA?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Your reading and writing.
English, language arts.
Oh, English and literature. All right. So, and you have her for one class?
Two.
Two?
Because we have her twice in a day.
And I bet you don't get away with anything in that classroom.
Nope.
Yeah. Grandmas are tougher than moms, sometimes. Right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Now, do you have her grandma, too, as a teacher?
No. We have a different ELA teacher for honors.
Oh.
He's also our director, one of them.
Okay. So you're in honors already?
Yep.
Oh, good. All right. And you were mentioning you wanted to go to Mojave, huh?
Yep.
In a couple of years.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting. Huh, Mom? Do you guys live closer to Mojave than River Valley?
No.
No? That'll be real interesting then. Yeah. That means there's probably no bus where you live.
No.
At least not for Mojave.
there is no bus.
Yeah. So that makes it tough. So what time are the plays on Friday and Saturday night?
They start at 6:30 p.m.
That's kind of early, huh? How long is the play?
It's like 1 hour and 30 minutes. An hour and a half.
Is there an intermission halfway through and they take a break and everybody gets a stretch and and then, okay, so it makes it for an early night then, for everybody.
Yeah.
So, but you have to be out two nights a week.
Yeah.
On stage. Yep. Are you ready? Are you both prepared?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? You know how to pilot the ship? You got that down?
Yeah.
Okay. And you got all your lines down?
Yep.
Give me one of your lines. Come on, you said you had them down.
I'm trying to think of one that I want to say.
Anyone?
I'm going to do one that I say to her.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Oh, that's real. And then what do you say back?
She doesn't really say anything back.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Oh, okay. It's not a two-way conversation?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, you got to see the play to hear more.
Yeah.
What does it cost to get in?
Oh, the general admission for adults is $5, but 18 and under is $1.
$1?
Oh. Yep.
Okay. How many seats are in the... I haven't seen the auditorium at River Valley.
I honestly have no idea.
Oh. But you've seen it.
I have.
So it's... Does it fill up pretty good?
Yes. Most of the time, yes.
Okay, good. All right. All right. What's your favorite scene in the play?
My favorite scene would probably be when I get to take the trident from King Triton, because that's pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite scene?
Ooh, that's a hard one. It might be She's in Love.
Oh, okay. All right. Everybody come out this weekend. Stick around. We're going to take a break. Come back and chat with these ladies a little bit more. But it is this weekend at River Valley High School, Friday night and Saturday night, The Little Mermaid. And any questions, you can call the school, 770-4523. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more. Paul Lavoie is up next at the top of the hour, and he's got Mayor Cal Sheehy in there from Lake Havasu. Yeah, stick around for that.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
There are so many occasions for flowers. There are so many options and designs. There are so many flowers to choose from. Is it time for that special person in your world to get a surprise? Birthdays, anniversaries, or a friend in need? Think Tumbleweed's Florist in Bullhead City, 2107 Highway 95, next to File Jewelers. Pick up or tri-state delivery available. Tumbleweed's Florist, 928-754-4949. 928-754-4949.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? It just goes on your keychain. It's one of those little tiny cards. But everywhere you show it, you save money. Java Jitters, Coffee Express, yeah. Mattress Land. Colorado River Eye Care, yeah. You save money. Culligan Water. Just flash that card. And say, you know, I save money. Pet 5150. Just some of the places. The Hut. Yeah. In Kingman at the T-Mobile. Zubri T-Shirts. Riverside Bowling Alley. Get your co-op connection card now at MEC on Hancock Road. Just go in there and just stand in line and go, I want a co-op connection card. They look you up in the computer to make sure you're a customer, and then they hand it to you. It's that simple. Doesn't track you or anything like that. You just save money. But only get one if you like to save money. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Oh, great place to shop and have lunch or dinner. You know, we got three restaurants downstairs, plus an ice cream store. Sweet snacks also. And then upstairs, clothing stores to boots and sports items to sunglasses. And now the theater is open again. Yay! On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar. All here at the mall. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians out there every day taking their experience, their training, their certificates, and putting it to work in your home or your business. Yeah, you've got a problem and you need something fixed, they'll take care of it for you. You want something added to your home, maybe you want an extra porch light outside or an outlet for your Christmas lights, or you know, maybe you need a different fan in a different room, or maybe you have a house that didn't have fans in it, so you want one. Call Walker. They'll take care of it for you. 928-718-9444. Available 24/7. So if you have an emergency, put them in your cell phone. Emergencies do happen, you know. Call 928-718-9444. East West Financial Services. If you're thinking about retirement, East West Financial specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection. And that's the best part. So call Jack Mafar. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and in Lake Havasu, and in Kingman. Call one number, 928-888-9828. All right. And ladies, you both sing in the play?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, who's singing first?
Nope.
What? Caitlin, kick it off. One of your songs. Give us just give us a few lines. What?
Do the Poor Unfortunate Souls.
What part?
Whatever part you want. Come on, you're selling my audience out there to come to your play Friday and Saturday night.
I'm trying to think of a part that I want.
Go. Your mom's coaching you. Hurry up.
Just go.
You're next.
If I can remember the first part.
You have all the lines down and all the songs down.
Do like the last part. The one that will shatter people's eardrums?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, you poor unfortunate soul, go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day, and it won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul, it's sad but true, If you want to cross the bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath, go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam Jetsam, and I've got a voice. The boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul.
Okay. Thank you, Caitlin. Okay, you're next.
I'll tell you a tale of the bottomless blue, it's head to starboard, heave-ho. Watch out for a lot or you go to your bones and mysterious bottoms below. Bottoms below, below, where King Dra- Oh, no, I got that part wrong. And I don't remember the rest.
Oh, okay. All right, ladies, 6:30, Friday night and Saturday night.
Yes.
$5 for adults, $1 for 18 and under. Mm-hmm. At River Valley High School?
Yes.
And how many kids are totally in the play together?
Oh, God. There's a whole
there's a lot of kids.
Yes.
Yeah?
There's
yeah.
quite a bit of kids. A
lot of singing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By definitely. Everybody together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully the public will come out.
Hopefully.
They'll enjoy themselves and have a good time.
Yep.
And Friday night and Saturday night. Come either. Yeah. What time? 6:30?
6:30.
Hear Caitlin sing. Hear Shaylee sing, right? She's shaking her head no. Okay, ladies. Have a super day.
You too.
Thank you. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in alarms, home or commercial, residential. Yeah. They can take care of complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping, and an owner on the job each and every day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron Services at 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Ah, yes, rated 4 stars by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for their patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. They continue to be 4-star rated, and their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Well, Chad Hansen has lots of money. Yeah, he's got a vault the size of the Pentagon underground full of money. Every shelf has money on it. Yes. Every room is full of cash. Yeah. If you need a vacation home, an investment home, a pool, add-on, remodel, refi, you can do it. Call 928-288-2691. You make an appointment. You go in and sit down with Chad. His big mahogany desk. It's like 80 feet long. You sit at one end, and you start filling out some paperwork. Let's say you need $360,000. Okay. You're filling out the paperwork. You look up. He's not at his desk anymore. No, he's gone down into the basement, down into the vault. His chair's a dumbwaiter. His wife says there's a reason it's called that when he's in it. But anyways, it goes down, and he gets your money out of the vault, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and just hands you $360,000, just like that. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up and get some of Chad's money, 928-288-2691. All right. About a month ago now, I interviewed Matt Salmon, who wants to be our next governor here in Arizona, and I'm going to play that for you right now. Okay, hold on 1 second here. I was just told that it wasn't airing.
So, a lot of events going on, and soccer tournaments in here, and volleyball, basketball, and then, of course, football. So.
Well, I bet it would be kind of fun to watch. I was telling you when I came in, I could sure use a hot dog right now.
Yeah, we'll get you one. So let's start off with an opening statement. You've decided to run for governor of our state. Why?
Well, because I've never seen in my whole lifetime a scarier time with what's happening in our state, our country, our world. And I think that it's time for some real strong leaders to step forward and to try to take the bull by the horns and get things under control. You know, we're looking at runaway inflation. We're looking at gas prices like I've never seen in my life before. We're looking at a federal government that wants to nationalize everything. And we're looking at some very, very challenging times. And I think we need a governor who knows exactly what they're going to do and is going to get our state under control and to make sure that the federal government, we keep them at bay. And I can't think of anybody out there that can do it better than me.
On that, when you talk about gas prices and inflation, as a governor, how can you help the public bring those numbers down?
Well, as a state, I'm not sure that there's a lot we can do to deal with inflation because it's really created by runaway spending in Washington, D.C. And they're spending all this money that we don't have and then printing money through the Federal Reserve. They call it quantitative easing, but it's just printing money.
Right.
And it causes inflation and in worst case scenario, hyperinflation. And I'm very concerned about that. But what I can do in this state is make sure that our government runs as effectively and as efficiently as it possibly can. And that the tax burden on our citizens is as minimal as it can possibly be. In fact, I'm the only candidate proposing that we get rid of our income tax in this state so that we can compete better with states like Florida and Texas and Nevada who don't have an income tax. And I think that would be a big burden lifted on our citizens here.
Well, and that's kind of important right here in the tri-state area because, like you mentioned, right across the river in Nevada, there is no
right
income tax.
And so, a lot of people find that very attractive.
Yeah.
And I want to do the same thing for Arizona. I'm a big supply sider. You know, Art Laffer was one of my heroes. He was Ronald Reagan's national economist and came up with the Laffer curve. But the idea is that when you cut certain kinds of taxes, revenues actually go up because then small businesses and folks are able to put their money into things that are important to them, and the economy grows.
Right.
And that, to me, is a better way of doing things. And when I'm governor, we're going to get rid of income tax, and we're going to do a lot better job making sure that our government is responsive to the people and not lord and master over the people. I believe that the Constitution was established because our government, our founding fathers actually believed that people have rights that come from God, and that they shouldn't be trampled on by government. And I'm sick and tired of losing our freedoms like we did during COVID. And you know what? I think we need a governor that's going to stand up for the people. I'm that guy.
When you look back over your time in Arizona, who was a governor that you admired that you might use as a mentor or try to follow?
I would actually look outside of Arizona for the governor I would try to follow, and his name is Ron DeSantis. He was my closest friend when I served in Congress. And in fact, he and I were two of the founders of the Freedom Caucus together, and Ron is a great guy, and I loved how he handled the COVID situation. I love how he's fought against the federal government, trying to change them into something they don't want to be, and how he's fought that and stood up. And that's exactly the kind of governor I intend to be.
Now, you say Congress. What's your history with elected offices?
So I'm literally the only candidate that's ever had any kind of public service like that. I was a state senator for 4 years, and while I was a state senator, I sponsored legislation to create charter schools. It's been a great, great ride. I sponsored the legislation that created the concealed carry permit for weapons. I sponsored legislation to create workfare, and then I ran for Congress during the Contract with America in 94, and I won. And I went back and was part of the team that balanced the budget for the first time in 40 years. Hasn't been done since. In fact, when I was there, we balanced the budget 3 years in a row. And when I left Congress, when I kept my term limit pledge, one of the very few that actually kept their pledge on term limits, we actually had a $140 billion surplus. And I think that kind of know-how and that kind of tenacity is what's needed running our state right now.
When you talk about term limits, would you be in favor of term limits in our state?
That's the understatement of the world. I'm a big supporter of term limits. I think that people that go in to try to become career politicians, it's a big mistake. I've fought against the system my whole life, fought against the establishment. And I totally believe that people, when they run for office, they should serve for a time and then get out and let somebody else serve. And that's very important to me. That's why when I promised to serve 3 terms and come home from Congress, I kept my word, unlike most of them that said made the promise and broke their word.
When you look at our current governor, Ducey, where do you feel that he and his team has dropped the ball?
Well, first of all, just being an armchair quarterback and being critical of somebody isn't really in my nature. But as I said, before, if COVID had happened under my watch, I would not have allowed business to close. And I would not have allowed the schools to close. In fact, I would have been more like Ronald Reagan with his air traffic controllers. And I would have said, if you don't get here by Monday, you don't have a job. I have 9 grandkids, 8 of them in the public schools in Arizona. And it was the stupidest thing to let schools close. I think that was wrong. And I think we should have fought against that. But, I think Governor Ducey's done a heck of a job. He inherited a billion-dollar deficit when he started out, and he's created not only a billion-dollar rainy day fund, but they have over a billion-dollar surplus in state revenues right now. He's done some very, very good things. So I think he's been a decent governor, everything can be improved upon.
When you look at our current 2 state senators, is there an area where you feel they've dropped the ball?
Our U.S. senators, for one thing, I will tell you right now, thank goodness that Kyrsten Sinema is holding the line on the filibuster. I'm proud of her doing that. She and Joe Manchin are the 2 standouts that are keeping us between, oblivion with the crazy, crazy ideas coming out of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and all those crazy socialists back there. And thank goodness Kyrsten Sinema has been true to her word, and she's held the line on the filibuster. I think that's great. Mark Kelly needs to go. He's been nothing but a rubber stamp for Charlie Schumer, and I think that it's time for him to go.
When you look at the workforce problem in our state, which and we're not alone. I mean, it's across the nation. How will you as a governor work to improve the workforce and get more people to go back to work or get more people to work?
I've got several ideas on that, but one of the glitches in our law on collecting workman's comp or collecting unemployment, not workman's comp, but unemployment insurance, is we have a law that says if you're not out applying for jobs, then you lose your unemployment benefits. But the glitch is, and as I've talked to employers all over the state, what they do is they'll send in the application, but when they're invited to come in for an interview, they're no-shows. Because they don't really want the job. They want to keep collecting the unemployment and living off the people. I think we need to change our law to say if you're invited in for an interview or offered a job and you don't take it, then you lose your unemployment as well. That's a glitch right now that needs to be fixed. But as far as workforce development, let's stop in our K-12 schools teaching every kid as if they're going to go to college. They're not. That's not the way it is. Let's get back to vocational education. I'm a big, strong supporter of career technical education. My granddaughter is at the East Valley Institute of Technology, which is one of the CTEDs in the state, which focuses really on vocational education. They have over 40 certificate programs. We need more of that in this state. And while we're at it, I want to do everything I can to get our schools to be accountable. And I think the only way to get that done is to break the teachers' union. Those folks are horrible.
That's my next question. How do we improve education in our state?
Well, I think that the best thing that we could do is give parents the power of the purse. What I mean by that is that they should be able to decide the best school for their kids, and they should be able to take their tax dollars with them. Every child and every parent of a child in Arizona should have that be a ability to do that. And I think when parents have the ability to vote with their feet, whether it was the situation where their kids were forced to wear masks, they could pick a school that doesn't force their kid to have masks. Or if they're teaching this crazy critical race theory, which is nothing more than warmed over Marxist theories, we should give parents the power to vote with their feet. Because every time we seem to pass a law to, like, ban critical race theory or ban, you know, the pornography being billed as sex education to second and third graders, they always seem to come up with something new the next day, some other warmed over stupid woke idea. And I think that the only way that we're going to be able to get it back is if we empower the parents to be able to make the decisions for their kids. And that decision is going to have an impact on the schools.
Okay. Let's take a break. You're listening to Speak Up 2.0. We're not live today in the studio. We're actually recorded from the Anderson Fieldhouse with Matt Salmon, who wants to be your next governor. So stick around. We're going to come right back.
Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is happy to announce the Piano Men Generations. Celebrate the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. This two-concert series, the Piano Men Generations, is the first of its kind at Laughlin Ranch, under the stars, on the greens. This father and son team perform four decades of the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, live on stage at Laughlin Ranch, Friday, May 20th. Tickets $50, seats first come, only 500 seats available. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
Do you remember when you couldn't be on the internet and phone at the same time? We've come a long way, and with Mojave Electric's fiber network and TWN's fast, reliable broadband services, you can be connected at the speed of light. There are over 3,000 MEC members who can subscribe to TWN services. Call 888-227-2095 or visit TWN's local store at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite 113D to see if you're fiber ready.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
We're on a mission to connect every Arizona service member, veteran, and their families to the support and resources they deserve. If you or someone you know needs assistance with benefits, health care and wellness, employment, or housing, visit connectveterans.org or call 866-4-AZ-VETS right now to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and Arizona's Be Connected partners.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, how are the comfort tools in your home? How's your furnace? How's your AC? How is your swamp cooler? Well, if they're not performing the way you want them to, and they're not ready to perform, at least the swamper and the AC, for the next 6 months, then you need to call 928-758-2400. Get a hold of Jeff and his crew and have them come out and fine-tune your equipment, because that's what they do. They can take care of your thermostat. They can take care of your furnace, your AC, your heater, heat pumps, whatever you got, and get you comfortable for the rest of summer. Then come back, you know, at the end of the summer and get all that heating equipment primed and ready to go. Call one number, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care in a clean, sanitized environment. 24-hour emergency room if you need it when the time arrives. And a chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7. And cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-2273. And Claudia answers the phone and she will transfer you to anyone that you need to talk to and take good care of you. Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. That's right. One of our sponsors. 7 days a week. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner available all day long. Then there's the bakery. Oh, yeah. The fresh cookies, the muffins, the pies. You can take a whole pie home if you want. You know. And then you got to get your own ice cream. But anyways. Then there's the chocolate overload cake. The peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter drop. And the raspberry lemon drop. All good stuff at Perkins in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, we had dinner there last week. Great food. Oh, boy. Go up there and have lunch or dinner. You know, you can look out over the greens. Oh. And if you play golf, right now is a great time because you can save money with annual passes, seasonal passes, and discounts for active and retired military and first responders. Also, check out the first responders golf tournament this Saturday at Laughlin Ranch. All right, back in the studio, and we're going to continue our interview with Matt Salmon that was recorded last month.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live, well, normally live from the Laughlin Mall, but today we're recording this when Matt Salmon was here for the dinner at the Anderson Fieldhouse. So you can't call in and ask questions today, but we'll have him back in. This won't be his only time in Mojave County, so we'll have him back up here, and we'll try to get him in the studio sometime. Right now, on every TV ad, everybody's going to fix the wall. Everybody right. is going to seal the border. Everyone's going to hire more border agents, which are federal employees. Everyone's going to add more cameras and more drones. How much of this is realistic to the voter out there?
You know, that's a really good point. so many of the candidates right now are all saying the same thing, because just like me, they're going around the state, they're listening to what concerns around people's minds, and they're telling them the things that, you know, address the things people are concerned about. But you know what? Not all candidates are alike. Fact is, what's the best way to predict if somebody's actually going to keep their word on what they say they're going to do? Well, what have they done in the past?
Right.
And I'm running on my record. I'm the only candidate running. I've spent 30 years in the private sector. I've started companies. I was a top executive for a Fortune 500 company. So 30 years in the private sector. And 10 years as a U.S. congressman. And 4 years as a state senator. 2 years as state party chairman. I'm ready to hit the ground running. But when people are wondering, is this guy going to really do what he says he's going to do? Remember, I'm one of the few people that actually kept their word on term limits. I don't break my word. And I've got a record as long as my arm of doing exactly the things that I say I'm going to do. So you don't have to bet on me. You actually know what you're getting.
How can a border governor fix the wall? That's a federal project.
So we just start doing it. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says specifically that the federal government shall protect the states from invasion. Well, we're being invaded. I mean, 92% of the illegal fentanyl coming across the border, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the guns. And the fact is, it's all being done by the cartels. Number one, I'm going to push with everything I got to get the cartels declared a terrorist organization. And that will open up a lot of tools for us to be able to fight against the cartels and to do what we got to do. Second thing is, since the federal government is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate, I'm going to go ahead and recommence building the wall. Now, it's going to be more complicated than Texas because, you know, Governor Abbott, who actually I've talked to several times about what they're doing, because I think we need to do a lot of the same things. Most of their land that divides them and Mexico is private land and Texas state land. Us, it's a lot of federal land and it's a lot of Native American land. And so we're going to have to negotiate with the tribes, which I intend to do, and I've got relationships with them. And it's not impossible. We can get that done. And on the federal government, I'm just going to start doing it. You know what? I was always asked, it's easier to get forgiveness and permission. And if they try to stop us, I'm going to fight them all the way to the Supreme Court. And I believe that we finally have a Supreme Court that understands the Constitution because of the three Supreme Court members that Donald Trump appointed. And I'm going to test that. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that I'm standing up for the citizens of Arizona to defend our rights and to make sure that our voices are heard.
Okay. Let us take our second break, and we're going to come right back. Stay with us.
That's going to do it for our interview with Matt Salmon today. And like I said during the interview, he is going to come back to Mojave County. We'll get him in studio here at some point in time where you can call in and ask questions if you like. And that'll happen soon, we hope. A couple things to tell you about. First of all, tomorrow we're going to have Police Chief Robert Treves in here, along with Sergeant McConnell, who is the in charge of community services and the new community services bureau that they're expanding. So listen to that tomorrow. Chief Treves will also take phone calls if you want to call in. Do want to remind you that today, starting from 2:30 to 7 o'clock, there is a blood drive at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825 if you have questions or you want to get involved with the blood drive. Remember, there's no such thing as fake blood. They can't go to a store and buy it off a shelf or get it delivered because it doesn't exist out there. When people need blood for surgery or crashes or whatever, they need your blood and mine. So please donate. You can donate tomorrow at Lee Williams High School from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. in Kingman, or here in Laughlin, same times, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Laughlin High School. So right here along the tri-state area, you got two blood drives tomorrow, 9 to 2. And if they got something in Havasu, listen to next hour. Paul Lavoie will tell you about them. But there's two blood drives right there. You can always call Vitalant and ask them where they're going to be. 877-258-4825, and they will tell you. And, of course, we had the stars in here for The Little Mermaid Friday and Saturday night at River Valley High School, presented by Desert Star Academy. 6:30. Questions, call Desert Star Academy at 928-770-4523. And starting tomorrow is Bike Week. The Bullhead City River Run kicks off tomorrow in Bullhead City. Live music at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Live music at Community Park every day. If you're going down 95, you're going to hear music blaring when you drive past Community Park. And then, of course, Mayhem Inc. over here inside the Aquarius upstairs. So those are all events happening for the next 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And, of course, Friday night, oh, yeah, the huge Quiet Riot party and concert at the Anderson Fieldhouse. You get tickets at, you check their website. The website is mayhem.com, mayheminfo.com, and you can get your tickets there and all the information about the concert and the other bands that are playing. Sean Malloy, local guy, is going to be playing one of the bands, and should be lots of fun. Get out there this weekend. Some vendors at vendors at Anderson Fieldhouse and Community Park. So if you want to walk around and buy parts for your bike or whatnot, you can do that. There's also going to be a bike show and some burnouts and some free food and or some giveaways and food and vendors and a beer gardens in both locations. So if you're interested and want to have some fun this weekend and get out there, you can do it. You've heard Larry in here several times talking about it. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I am out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with Chief of Police Rob Treves and Sergeant McConnell. And Paul Lavoie is up next with Mayor Cal Sheehy. Everyone stick around for that. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.